may not be ultraviolet checking out chickens, but it is the iPhone that I want to talk about right now. Of course, if you've been up, if you've looked at any news or any social media, it's all that anyone is talking about at the moment. Now, Alex Kidman, show regular. He's also the tech and telco editor at finder.com.au. Alex, good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Now, not a lot of surprises for the iPhone this morning based on how many leaks appear to have been wildly accurate.
Yeah, Apple used to be really good at controlling leaks, but this year, thanks to a leak of the final version of iOS 11, a lot of the detail around the three new handsets they announced this morning was already pretty much known, so all they could kind of do was come out on stage and go, wow, a lot, which they did because they're Apple. That's the way they do these launches.
What are we excited about, or what are Apple getting people excited about?
So the two big things Apple are getting people excited about are wireless charging. Now, that's been on a lot of other phones for a long time, but these are the first phones that will support that standard. And interestingly, they are using the Qi Open standard.
Wow.
It's not just an Apple proprietary thing where you've got to have the Apple wireless charger. If you've got a Qi charger, it should work with the new 8, 8 Plus, and iPhone 10. And then the other big thing are all the facial recognition features, and that's exclusive to the rather expensive iPhone 10. But whereas, again, technically that's a feature that's been on previous phones. Some of the Samsung Galaxy phones, for example, have had a face unlock feature. That's been based off a flat image, and people have proven you can fool that with a photo. This is a little different in that it's actually taking multiple shots of your face to provide a 3D image. And Apple's claim is that combining infrared cameras, regular cameras, and a depth sensor, they're far more accurate. And they claim it's a million to one shot that somebody will unlock your phone randomly via their own face, excluding the fact that you might have, you know, an evil twin out there. But then if you've got an evil twin, you know, you've got problems going on already, because one of you's got to work out who's going to wear the goatee.
Well, I don't want to, like, get a bit weird here, but I was at a lunch many, many years ago for a Windows phone, which is kind of shocking, and they did a demonstration of their own 3D face mapping unlock feature, which I think included infrared to even detect blood flow, and they had brought in identical twins to prove that they couldn't unlock each other's phones.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting bit of tech, and I think the thing is you've got to separate the launch hype from the reality of using it in everyday life. I'm pretty sure fairly soon we'll have YouTube videos of people either trying to fool this thing or finding, you know, quintuplets or something,
yes,
and working out,
yes,
you know, right, well, that one matches, but that one doesn't.
So just to be clear, it is the iPhone 10, not iPhone X. I've been getting this wrong.
Yes, it's the iPhone 10. Apple loves a Roman numeral. For longer term Apple users, before it was Mac OS, it was Mac OS 10, but they always used that Roman numeral X for it. Honestly, look, I think people are just going to call it X, they're going to call it 10 all across the board. The only people who are going to get particularly fussy about it are Apple themselves.
Now, we're looking at quite an expensive phone when we go up to 10, aren't we?
Oh my, yes. Now, Apple's never really done, you know, low-cost phones. It's not in their DNA. But the 10 kind of takes it to a new level. Their previous high watermark was $1,569 for the 256 7 Plus. But when the 10 goes on launch, and it's a little bit delayed against the 8 and the 8 Plus, it'll start at $1,579. But the top-end model will set you back $1,829 outright. That's a heck of a lot.
$1,829.
Yes.
Wow. All right, look, you know, look, they've made their money out of building premium products that people are willing to pay for. Of course, no one's really got that money. I'm assuming we can just expect to see, like, a slew of telco kind of deals, and someone will have the one exclusive of the right sort of, you know, 256 or something like that.
Look, Apple is such a popular brand, such an iconic brand. I would be genuinely surprised if anyone scored an exclusive on any of these handsets. They're basically all going to want to range it because they know that there's a strong consumer base there. And yeah, you will see it across contract plans, and it can be a decent way to slice that cost down. But even at that price, you're still going to be paying a fairly significant handset repayment on top of whatever your contract is.
Now, just quickly, whenever we see a new biometrics come out or a new way of unlocking your phone or your devices, we always get those privacy concerns. We get worries about sort of, you know, civil liberties. This one is an interesting one for me because I've seen a few people on Twitter talking about the cuffs go on, the cops hold a phone up to your face saying, is this your phone? Hey, presto, it's actually an unlocked phone that they're allowed to look at. Are we going to start seeing some concerns, do you think?
Look, I think we are. From what people have been able to uncover from the iOS 11 software, you can actually disable biometric authentication. You don't have to use Face ID. And I guess if you were concerned about that kind of thing, that'd be the road to go down. But you're not wrong. It does change that thing. I mean, I suppose it's not going to be substantially different, though, than right now, where if you've got Touch ID on an iPhone, all the authorities have to do, if they've already got you locked in the, you know, in the cell, is grab your arm and slam your thumb down on the phone.
Easier to prove that that's assault than just holding a phone up to someone's face, though.
I think by the time they're slamming your thumb down on anything, your assault charges problems are not really there. Your Guantanamo Bay ones are where your concerns lie.
This is very, very true. Alex, I remember from my days what a busy day an Apple launch is. I'll let you go. Thank you very much for chatting this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Alex Gibbon there, tech and telco editor at finder.com.au. Quick look at what's coming out of Apple. Of course, it's always a big deal when they launch something. Just never sure why.